Donald Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway made the rounds this morning, reacting to the latest news that the FBI has now obtained a warrant to actually read those newly discovered emails that may or may not be related to Hillary Clinton's emails. Here's Conway on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
We don't plan on making the Comey investigation the main piece of the main centerpiece of our messaging. Mr. Trump will continue to talk about what he's talked about all along.
All right.
At rallies over the weekend, Donald Trump said the new emails signaled criminal conduct. But today, former Attorney General Eric Holder writes in an opinion piece in The Washington Post that FBI Director James Comey made a mistake in making them public, breaking with Justice Department tradition and policies of not taking unnecessary action that might influence an election. Matt Zapatosky joins us from his desk at The Washington Post. And Matt, we know these emails were found on the laptop of Anthony Weiner, the estranged husband of Huma Abedin, the top Clinton aide. But Newsweek quotes an official saying none of the emails were to or from Hillary Clinton. Your thoughts?
I don't think that is true, but I will say that we don't yet have a complete picture of what these emails are. The FBI, as you noted, just got a warrant to search them. They had these emails because they had Anthony Weiner's computer. We're told that there were like 650,000 emails on there, though a lot of those are just Anthony Weiner's, not germane to this. So first they're going to sift down to what's relevant. We understand there is some correspondence, it's kind of unclear, of Abedin's, Huma Abedin, of Hillary Clinton. They're going to look at that and see, is there classified material in there? Is there anything that would be relevant to their investigation of Clinton's private email server in another way, perhaps showing some intent that was lacking before, perhaps showing some obstruction? But at this point today, we just don't know.
Well, and what's going on in the relevant agencies? CNBC contributor and informal Trump advisor Larry Kudlow was on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. He said the FBI is in full revolt over these emails.
If Comey hadn't said what he said to Congress and the rest of the world, it would have leaked. It would have leaked. That whole building was ready to leak that they had discovered this new source with Weiner and Abedin. So I don't think Comey had much chance here, and I think the FBI is badly divided.
Matt, is it?
I think there is certainly some tension in the FBI, particularly between their New York field office and the Justice Department, you know, the brass in D.C., let's say. Sort of totally separate from this email stuff, you have some dispute that has burst into public view here recently over a desired investigation of the Clinton Foundation. Some agents in New York apparently felt like there was something to look at there. They made a presentation to Justice Department higher-ups, and we're told no. We're certainly seeing some signs of dysfunction in the FBI.
Well, you mentioned the tension. Some of the tension might be that last week the Justice Department replaced the team of agents that was investigating the death of Eric Garner. He's the black man who was seen on a video being choked in a chokehold by a New York Police Department police officer. But the tensions between the FBI and the Justice Department, you quote Howard Shapiro, an FBI lawyer from the 1990s, who says there are always disagreements on whether to prosecute a case, but they're not usually made public. Is there something else going on now with the FBI in that, as Larry Kudlow said, this was going to leak?
I think you kind of hit at it. We're just at this very tense moment, and the Garner case is a great example, sort of for months in the backdrop here. This is just a very tense moment, and we're also in this political climate where reporters are pressing very aggressively and getting out every little scrap of information.
Supporters of Hillary Clinton say that Comey could at least have just indicated what some of the emails were. Of course, we're realizing now that there was no warrant, so they might not have read them. But Donald Trump supporters are saying all of this is connected to Attorney General Loretta Lynch's visit with Bill Clinton aboard that airplane on that tarmac. They're saying that all along there's been pressure from the left not to prosecute.
Yeah, I think the question really is, where did this go off the rails? You know, a lot of people would point to that infamous tarmac meeting where Bill Clinton goes up on Loretta Lynch's plane. They talk for about 30 minutes and everyone wonders, oh my gosh, is the investigation compromised? So Jim Comey's supporters say, well, in response to that, Jim Comey felt it was really important to go out, to be unusually transparent as he has. But of course, that has pitfalls. And some would say that those pitfalls led us to where we are today, where he's trying to brief Congress, really not knowing too much about what his investigators had even found.
Right. Matt Zapatosky covers national security for The Washington Post. Matt, thank you.
Thank you.